and welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayikra. We begin Sefer Vayikra this week, and it's an appropriate time to be mizareis, to remind people that there is a parsha of Korbanos in the beginning of the Seder, and that people should be more zohir than they are in the saying of the Korbanos. As I mentioned numerous times, if Korbanos seems too long, and for that reason you ignore the entire thing, it's kedai to know that the main parts of the Korbanos section are the Korban Tamid, Tavis and Yisrael Amarta Alayhem, and the Ketairas, 8 Psukim and 5 Psukim. And as I mentioned numerous times, the person should be mizareis with himself to say it, to come on about 10, say on the way to shul. It's something which a person should be more careful with. Let's talk about Korbanos. The Korban Chatos is a Korban which is brought if a person violates, he's over, on any one of the 34 lav d'iraisa, which are chayiv karis, that is the 34 negative prohibitions in the Torah for which someone is chayiv karis. If someone does one of those averis, b'shayeg, he does it by accident because he forgot, then he's chayiv to bring a karbon chatos. Now, this could happen today. Someone wakes up middle of the night, doesn't remember it's Shabbos, turns on a light, God forbid, such a person is chayiv a karbon chatos. He forgot it was Shabbos. So therefore, he brings a karbon chatos. The question is, what do we do today? Today, let's say somebody was over on, for example, Chil Shabbos B'Shegeh. Is he actually obligated to bring a karbon when Mashiach comes? Will we be obligated to bring a karbon chatos for each of the averis we did B'Shegeh in the years before the Beis HaMikdash was brought? On this question, there are two Gemaras in Shas which seem to say that you will be obligated to do. And there are two Gemaras in Shas which seem to say the reverse. First, the Gemara that seems to say that we're potter, the Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, it says that Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, I understand the Jews will have kapara, will have forgiveness. As much as Beis HaMikdash kaya mata hayalaya, what's going to be when there is no Beis HaMikdash? Omer lei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Kavar tikanti seder karbonis, shekos matche kairimba, mali adi aleichem kilu makrib lefanai karbon, bani marchu lahem, abay nisayim. The Gemara says the Feirish, that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to bring the carbon. You read the Seder Karbanos, you say Karbon, Karbon Chatos, and with that, Ani Meichel Lehem Avay Neseyem, Mana Aliyah Aleichem Kilu Makrivim Lefanai. So the Gemara says that as Mana said, there is no obligation to bring a carbon. It's enough to learn the parsha. The Simul Gemara Menachis, Daf Kuf Yud, Omer Yitzchak, My Dixim, Zois Toiras HaChatos, Zois Toiras HaOshon, the Torah's expression, which refers to the chatos as zois tayras chatos, kol ha'isik the tayras chatos kibul ikrat chatos. Somebody who studies the parsha of chatos, it's as if he brought a karbon chatos. And therefore, we have these two gemaras, which seem to say very clearly that as man hazeh we learn the parsha of chatos, and for that we're forgiven kiilu we brought a karbon. Many sedarim have in the Eitzel Mekayimim section a lashon. As if I brought. In other words, according to this first approach, there'll be no chi of carbon when Mashiach comes. On the other hand, there are two Gemaras which seem to say the reverse. Most famous is the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafid Beis Amid Beis, where Rav Nosson relates that Rav Yishmael ben Elisha once was reading on Shabbos by the light of a lamp, of an oil lamp, Kara Vihita. And he adjusted the flame on the lamp. He forgot it was Shabbos. Because of Al-Pikasa, he wrote on his notebook, Ani Yishmael ben Elisha Karisi Vehitesi, there be Shabbos. I, Yishmael ben Elisha, was studying, and forgot it was Shabbos, and I adjusted the flame on Shabbos. Because he bought a Beis HaMikdash, Avi Chata Shveda. When the Beis HaMikdash comes, I'll bring a fat animal as a Korban Chatos. Here, the Gemara is saying clearly that you actually have to bring the chatos when the Beis HaMikdash is built. There's a second Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei, which says similarly, Oichol Chelev Bizman Hazeh, somebody who eats Chelev, something which is an Issachar, someone who eats it accidentally nowadays. So she is the loishir. You have to write in your notebook how much chalav you ate. Shema yavei bez nachem yavei bishurin. You have to know when Mashiach comes if the amount you ate is enough to obligate you in a carbon. So we have two gemaras that say chayiv a carbon, two gemaras that say you're not, and we're left with something of a kasha. I have not seen an answer. I will eat though. There is a Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos in Mishin Lamed Aleph who says something about this. But he says something which fits with neither of the above. The Ramah says if someone was Lechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, you should fast numerous days as a kapara. You should give a place of a carbon chatos a certain amount of money to tzedakah. The year A, it's clear he will not have to bring the chatos or Mashiach comes. He takes the mocking chatos. He gives something in his place. But the Ramah is saying it's enough to give tzedakah in his place. Why does he not demand that we study the parish? So this is a confusing inyan, and let me suggest an answer. When someone violates Shabbos or any Issacharis, by mistake, a shaygeg, of course, he's chayiv a carbon chatos. He has options. The chiyuv is there. He now has options. Either he could go take an animal and say zu chatos, or he could verbalize and say hare olai chatos, make a neder to bring the carbon. In that case, that will be his kapara, as Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha did. He said, Hari Alai, Ravi Chata Shneva. And of course, that neder is chal. And that's an option somebody has. If he feels regret for his chate, to say, I will bring a chatos. However, it's also true that there's a way out. A person can get a kapara. If a person studies the parsha, he reads the parsha of a karma chatos, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives him. And then when Mashiach comes, he will not have to bring a carbon. The Ramah recommends as kapara that you still spend some money and give it to tzedakah in place of the chatos, which you are now not obligated to bring. But essentially, you have a choice. The choice is bring a carbon, and you can obligate yourself in that, or read the parsha. Study the parsha of a chatos, it means you have to think about what you're saying, understand it, and kilu a crafty chatos, and it will be as if I brought the carbon. What we have gained with all this is the understanding that those fools who do not say karbanis will have a big bill when the Mashiach comes. For each aveira that they did b'shaygeg, each issacharis that they did b'shaygeg, they will have to bring a karban. A karban's expensive, it costs a couple of $1,000. Those who are wise enough to say the parsha of karbanis will be yaitze kilo a crafty karban chatos. And when Mashiach comes, they'll be potter. This seems to be the way to resolve this contradiction. They're both true, and either one is a kapara. It should serve as a reminder, as a zeros, for people to actually say the parsha as we really should. Now let me move on to something else in this expression. Regarding the carbon shlomim, Rashi says it's called the carbon shlomim. Mesimin shalom. They bring about in the world peace. When somebody brings a carbon shlomim, it causes from shamayim that there is an influence on the world that there be shalom. Rashi. Pasuk Aleph. Paragimel Pasuk Aleph. Shlomim. Shemitim l'shalom ba'olam. Now, of course, this needs an explanation. Rav Steinman, in his Ayelos HaShachar, asks, people have free will as to whether to make machloikis or shalom. And therefore, it's difficult to understand, what does it mean that karmic shlomim brings shalom? And he answers that there are certain moments in life which cause a person to lack shalom. There are certain situations in life which are stressful, which are difficult, and they bring problems with shalom in the world. The idea that is being mentioned in the Karban Shlomim is that from Shemayim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will grant people situations which will make it less likely they'll be machlaikas. They can still be machlaikas. But if a person, for example, is very tight financially, that's a situation which is all ill. It's common that it brings about in the world machlaikas in a family, stress in a family. A person who works to put himself in a situation to avoid stress is going to have more shalom in his house. And that is the idea of the Karban Shlamim. I would add, we say in Shemini Esrei, Sim Shalom, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Yasser Shalom Aleinu, to place shalom among us. And I guess we think of things like war, things that have to do with the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. But according to this, even things that have to do with individuals, people who find a lack of shalom, in a home, should dive into situations in which there's less stress in the home. Of course, better yet, you should be mishtadel, you should put effort into creating situations in the home where the stress is resolved, where hachacha made a bereishis, someone prepares ahead of time. But the inside is a great insight. The battle against shalom is a battle against sibos, causes, which all human beings are the same. Human beings under certain situations are less prone to having a proper attitude of shalom. The Rambam in Maamar Nevuchim writes that the reason God commanded karbanos is because there would be Jews who have a yetzahara to have avodah zarah. And so that you want to have a yetzahara to bring a carbon to avodah zarah, God said, bring karbanos to me. The Ramban, the district's parasha, and others, Amatmiya, the only reason we bring karbanos is as a siyag geder against avodah zarah. A carbon itself is a reyach dichayach laHashem. There's something positive about it. Noach brought karbanos when he left the teva. He had no yetzahara for avodah zarah. And the Rambam is a pliya. Many mafarshim seek to give answers. There's a nice Meshach Chachma, this week's parasha, who gives a rather famous answer. At the moment, I'd like to share with you the answer of Rav Tzadik and Sitkas HaTzadik, Ois Men Beis. At least the answer, the way I understand, the words are a bit cryptic, but this is the way I understand his answer. It is human nature that when you give, you develop a bond with the one you give to. It's not the one who receives that develops the main feeling of gratitude to the one who gives. Rather, it's the giver. That's human nature. People who give develop a love to the person to whom they give. A mother has a love for a child to whom she gives from birth and on. When one brought karbanos to avodah zarah, there's a certain gishmak, a feeling of a person giving of himself for some type of a higher cause, some type of an abstract spiritual idea, and that developed a kesher. And that kesher is attractive to thinking people who want to have that feeling of spirituality. So it says the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that feeling, use it for me, use it as a carbon. Is not to say that the carbon is pointless. It's only a siyag l'avodah zarah. No. Once a Jew brings a carbon, it's a reach b'chayach l'Hashem. It develops a bond, a connection. When one gives, one develops a connection, a love, a caring to the cause to which he gives. And so too with the karbanos. So says Rav Tzadik, at the very same time, both are true. It's a reach b'chayach, because when you give, you develop a bond. It's also a siyag against avodah zarah. Because human beings, especially Jews, who like to feel the spirituality, have a tremendous taiva, tremendous desire to have this type of a spiritual sacrifice, sacrificing for something ruchnius. And therefore, when you donate to a yeshiva, you donate to a cause, you'll find you become closer to the cause, and you're more likely to donate again. Let me end with a kasha, which I had as I was learning Chumash and Rashi. In Pasuk Gimel, right in the beginning of the parasha, he's talking about Adam ki Yakrev mikan karben Hashem. He's talking about a karben Eilam. Rashi says that it says Yakrev two times. Why does it say Yakrev two times? So Rashi says, I fill this Arav Eilas Ruven by Eilas Shimon. Even if Ruven's karben Eilam and Shimon's karben Eilam became mixed in a way that one is not distinguishable from the other, Yakrev kol achas l'shem yishuhu. The Kohen's allowed to take a karben, sacrifice it. It has to be in the honor and the name and the lishma of its owner. So bring it lishma of who? Reuven or Shimon. You tell God, God, you know if this is Reuven's or Shimon's. Whoever this belongs to, I'm bringing it lishma for that owner. And then the same with the second carbon. And therefore, Pasuk Gimel says that this parsha is alluding to two kavanos that became mixed one with the other, and you can't tell which is which. You're still back with it. Great. Pasuk Dalet. The Samach Yodai Arosha Eilam. Hu, we were obligated in this carbon, which Pasuk Gimel is talking about, to do smicha. Now, we don't do, there's a mitzvah to lean on the animal. As the Rabban brings the Yom Pasuk Dalet, the Gemara says, you can't do smicha through a shliach. The owner must do it himself. In Cain, we have a problem. If two kabbalists became mixed one with the other, who does the smicha? Isn't it a deraisa to lean on a carbon of kachin? Unless you're doing the mitzvah of smicha. So Reuven and Shimon are stuck. They have a carbon. They don't know if it's Reuven's or Shimon's. Neither can do smicha, because neither knows that this is truly his carbon. So how is the somach yadai accomplished? Someone told me, I don't remember the name of whom, that this is applying to the carbon of a woman. Women up to rice of smicha, at least according to Amar D'Amrei the Gemara. And the somach yadai, when the two animals became mixed, it's referring to the carbon of a woman. It's a little difficult. Rashi talks about Reuven and Shimon, clearly men's names, whose carbon became mixed one with the other. And Rashi should not have used that example if this halacha applies only to women. And therefore it's a tzarech in God, I would add. Like the Rambam, the Safik deraisa lekula, both Reuven and Shimon can do smicha. Each could do it with Safik. But according to most Rishayim, Safik deraisa lechumra, you can't do smicha. And therefore, Pasuk Dalet should not follow Pasuk Gimel, at least the way Rashi explains it. And with that, I wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, Hatzlacha in your preparations for the upcoming Pesach. Perhaps my words earlier about trying to do things to avoid stress would apply to those of you whom are preparing for Pesach. I want to add a personal note at the end. Some of you come to my Sunday morning Yeridayah Shir, which Baruch Hashem I have not missed in many years. For personal reasons, I will be out of the country on Sunday and will be unable to give the Yeridayah Shir. The Yeridayah Shir will resume in Yitzhak Hashem the Sunday after Pesach. Those of you who don't attend, if you have other Siddurim, wonderful. If not, why not? Join us the Sunday after Pesach.